The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
A lot of reaction to the issue of TV licences. Bring you that in a minute. But first, it's lights out for the electric picnic after Laois County Council has refused to grant organisers a licence to hold this year's festival. It is, of course, a massive blow to the promoters and all of the people who wanted to attend, and the broader area who would benefit from all of the custom. It could impact as many as 70,000 attendees alone. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by Matt McGranahan, who is spokesperson for the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland. Matt, hugely disappointing, I assume.
Yes, very disappointing, Matt, and thanks very much for having us on. I mean, Electric Picnic is a major event in the music calendar. Every year, this is the second year now that it's been cancelled. And, you know, while it's not going to bring the walk back for thousands of people, it is a very strong indication and would have been a very strong indication on where government were going to go and the level of support that the government were going to offer the sector.
And was it your expectation that it would go ahead?
Well, I suppose, you know, given the trajectory, the way things are going, and I know that the organisers also wrote to the department, you know, with very strict guidelines that they would wish to put in place, and also that they would have been able to create the event as a pilot gig or a test event. But this was ignored. So, I mean, even if there was some bit of wiggle room to play back and forth, a bit more negotiating on, you know, maybe even bring the numbers down from 70,000 to maybe in line with other events that are happening to, let's say, 40,000. You know, maybe something like that could have happened, but just to look, this is the approach that seems to be taken really by government against the music industry all along, which is just blanket bans left, right and centre. And we see that everywhere.
And to any extent, was it an issue of unfortunate timing? Do you think, had it been a month later, 6 weeks later, have you any optimism that we're at least getting close, or are you as pessimistic as you were months ago?
Well, I think you're right there about bringing up the issue of timing, but I think the issue of timing is completely on the heads of the department, because had they been properly organised and had they actually committed to this sector months ago and carried out more test events, more pilot gigs, and we could have built up to this, we could have built up to 70,000 at an Electric Picnic, we could have built up. But, you know, we can't even have a one-man band in a pub at the moment, in a beer garden. I mean, the Minister of State for Sport has successfully negotiated, you know, 40,000 people return to Crow Park, and the Department of Culture and Arts, we can't even get a single musician into a beer garden. Yet and all, we can have an outdoor event in a hotel on the 21st of July with over 50 people there.
And one of the things that is raised a lot as a concern by the entertainment industry is the issue of lead time, and that the lead time isn't properly understood by those in power, that you can't just say, OK, you can have live events next week and they can be turned on like a tap. Is that a significant issue, that there isn't enough clarity and transparency to give your members enough time to gear up to provide the events?
Correct. When you're talking about major events, when you're talking about big events that do require a lot of planning, such as Electric Picnic and Write Down. But I mean, for a lot of musicians and entertainers who work in the sector at a more local level in licensed premises and pubs, hotels and restaurants, the lead time mightn't necessarily be that long. And we're talking about wedding bands as well, and all sorts of social gatherings and events, which we have been led to believe could not take place, could not happen. And I just noticed, looking at the most recent statutory instrument in relation to hotels, that relevant guests who are not resident in the premises are not, during that period, permitted or otherwise granted access to that hotel, or permitted to remain on the premises other than for the purpose of ordering or collecting both food and drink for consumption off the premises. So I really am scratching my head wondering how 50 people were able to remain on the premises of a hotel and attend an event, because we've been led to believe that you couldn't do that.
Well,
unfortunately,
I'll have to leave that between you and the Attorney General, because I'm not really in a position to answer that one for you.
Well, but can I ask? It's a question that needs to be asked, because the guidelines, the clarity over the guidelines is absolutely abysmal. And I heard Nasa Horrigan this morning on News Talk Breakfast, who, and this is a sitting TD, saying that the law and the guidelines are different And you know, guidelines are guidelines, but the law is the law. But she fails to understand that the guidelines are actually protected and provided for under the Health Act.
Well, I suspect what we will see over the next while, Matt, is a lot of questioning and parsing about exactly what the story was with those guidelines and the Attorney General's subsequent advice. Condolences on Electric Picnic, and condolences obviously to the members of the industry who were looking at it as a bellwether for a little sign of optimism over the next few weeks. That is Matt McGranahan, who is spokesperson for the music and entertainment industry of Ireland.